Rhys Erwin's in studio this week. Rhys, how you doing?
Not too bad. Lovely, lovely to be here.
Yeah. You brought the good weather with you.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I always tell everyone that it never rains in Donegal, so it's a good day to if I take a few pictures now, I can show them all.
Well, listen, the sun's shining today, and the sun's shining in your championship at the minute. Four rounds done, championship leader. Did you expect to be at this position at this stage of the season? Or was it a case that you hoped to be fighting around up there and have a solid start, but now you find yourself as the man at the head of the standings?
I don't think you could ever go into something not thinking you're going to win. I think that's all your, every year you go into, you plan on winning. But look, everything's been going well. I'm delighted. I'm delighted. Happy. It's definitely, I would say, in the plan. Yeah. Now, normally does everything go to plan? Probably not. But yeah, look, I've had a great start of the year, sort of consistent on the podium out of the last, I think out of the last six races, I've had five podiums, and a win in that as well. So yeah, look, everything's been going well, and yeah, I'm just keep the head down now.
Yeah. Obviously a change of bike. You had Kawasaki last year, your Suzuki this year, but it's basically the same team that's running the bike. But obviously this Suzuki seems to suit you a lot better than the bit of machinery you had last year.
Yeah, look, the Kawasaki opportunity last year was brilliant, and then towards the end of the season, but the Kawasaki opportunity, as much as it was good, it was definitely challenging. But then at the end of the season, when the boys approached me, with the plan we have for this year, it was maybe, to look at change of manufacturer and stuff, and basically cut the team in half and go from a two rider team back to one rider and strip everything back. And I said, that'll be a good plan. I've had good success with Suzuki before, so I knew the bike was going to be good. I knew the team was going to be good. And look, see, a couple of years working with the same people around you is never bad. Everyone knows now what I'm like. They know, look, no one's perfect. They know all my things that I probably annoy them with. but look, it's good. The team's good. The bike's good. So yeah, I'm enjoying it.
What are you like in race weekend? There's a lot of pressure around, obviously, trying to get results. And when things aren't going your way, things can get heated. But if I was to go into the paddock, they do call it the paddock in the bikes too, don't they?
Yeah, paddock.
They call it, if I was to go into the paddock, what sort of race Erwin do I see in there?
Geez, I don't know. To be honest, if you wanted a true
answer. Ask Keelan,
yeah, I was just about to say, if you wanted a true answer to that question, you probably ought to speak to Keelan or Dad. It's like anything. See anyone doing any kind of sport at a high level, look, there's obviously a certain amount of, you would say, what's the word, professionalism, or focus or whatever you have to be. Whatever, everyone's different, I suppose. It ever works well, but no, I think I'm fairly relaxed. Don't get too wound up with anything unless you get me on a bad day.
Well, you haven't had too many bad days so far this year, but Keelan, will mention him, he's leading the series that he's involved in, but he's still doing a lot of work with you, and he's there nearly every weekend. How important is it that you have him there? Because he's like your right hand man. He's your crutch at times as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he's leading the Irish Super Twin Championship at the minute, and Keelan's quite a busy schedule because he fits in all his race, and then him and Dad. Well, we all sort of a busy schedule. Him and Dad are at me with every race, and Mum's at as many of them as she can get off work. But yeah, look, it's good to have. It's nice to have sort of my dad and brother in my corner, because look, all that stuff makes life easier. Having people in the guard that every team would be the same. Everyone wants you to do the best, but having people in there, my dad and brother, I'm very comfortable around them. They've been living with me now for 20 odd years. So no, it's good. It's nice. It's a nice dynamic this year, because you don't always get it in teams and stuff. So to have my dad and brother so involved, the team's quite small this year, everything's good. So yeah, look, it's nice. It's a nice luxury to have.
Yeah, and they're all striving for the same thing, for success for you. And you've had that this year. Tell us about the one at Knockhill.
Yeah, it's good. Look, I was knocking on the door for a couple of rounds there. I think for the past couple of years, I've been, a race winner. I've been a podium man. And through one way or another through the year, I've not really been able to put a championship challenge together all the way to the last day. I've led the championship four times, and I've ran at the front of it, and I've battled, and I've beat everyone in it, and I've had days where I was at one and was the quickest. But this year, then first, that first race, after a bit of an issue in qualifying, start from the back of the grid to get to fifth place was a great run. Then four podiums in the bounce, and then a win. I think I was kind of knocking on the door and building, through tracks that I probably thought were going to be tougher as well. Every bike has its positives and negatives, and sometimes you have a track that works better than others. So some of them tracks I thought were going to be tougher, and they ended up 2 podiums, which is a good weekend. So yeah, look, I just think keep building away, get some tracks that I think will suit me better, suit the bike better towards the end of the year, and then just keep building and see, just try not to make any mistakes.
Well, listen, you got a 4th place as well at Knockhill in the second race, and the points from that was good enough to put you top of the championship. But tell us about the other contenders there, and what sort of opposition is it that wants this title the same as you?
Yeah, the 4th place at Knockhill was good as well, because the weather actually came to Sunday at Knockhill. It was absolutely soaking. I'd say it was a good day for jet ski, and never mind motorbike racing. And when days like that, you have conditions like that, it also can bring out people that maybe aren't really involved in the championship or aren't front runners maybe in the dry. So those guys obviously have a bit less to lose really, so they don't mind risking a bit more. So to get out of a day like that with a 4th, and I knew Luke Stableford, who was sort of the main championship guy, he had crashed, or I knew he wasn't ahead of me, but I didn't know he'd crashed, until I came in. So I knew he was ahead of me, so I knew 4th place, getting the bike home, was going to be, if I could stay there, get the bike home, was going to be a good day's work. But yeah, this year there is quite a lot of people. You know, there's at different rounds, like I said, different bikes are strong. You have a lot of people that are fast, capable of, you know, getting podiums and stuff this year. But I would say there really is, you know, 3 or 4 main championship contenders this year, and thankfully I definitely put myself in that bracket. Yeah, at this point I can cement myself in there. But yeah, look, you've all the usual guys, and it's just nice to be definitely one of the main guys pushing this year.
What's next then? Because there's still 7 rounds to come, and off the tracks that are left, because Donington, Snetterden and Knockhill, those have already been run. So what else has to come in the remainder of the series, and which of those tracks are the ones that's going to suit your style of bike riding best?
It's a difficult thing to answer, because like I said, I thought Donington, given the characteristic of the Suzuki, I was going to struggle a bit there with the way the last sector in the track is. Normally it's quite an Achilles heel for the bike, and it wasn't too bad, a 2nd and a 3rd. So yeah, tracks coming up. We've got, obviously, there's different tracks every year that can kind of throw some wild results into. Truxton's a good example. It always brings out some results that are a bit weirder because different people are strong. We've Assen this year in Holland that I've not done. And it's fair, it's been a while since the series has gone there. So I'm not sure if any other guys have really done much there either. So that could maybe throw some different results into it. I don't know. So it's going to be hard to know going forward. But like, I've had, you know, tracks I've won at before. I won at Brands Hatch in 23, and I've had, you know, podiums for other tracks as well that we go to. So just try to take it as it comes, one race at a time, and try to keep the head down.
And as you go to the next one in Brands Hatch, obviously, Rhys, it's about keeping that consistency and scoring points, ticking along. So what is for you?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, the four or five podiums now on the bounce really is what's put me in the position I'm in. So if I can just keep going like that, not put too much pressure on myself, and just keep knocking on the door and see what comes from it.
Okay. Can I ask you, we're just coming to the end of it here now, can I ask you, where do you want to be in the next couple of years? Because you find yourself now as a prominent rider in Supersport, and if it happens this year, and we're all confident you can do it, you can take this title. And you've been with a shout of it. You've announced yourself on the scene before, you've just added more meat to that. So you have what you're doing this year. Is Superbikes a jump in the next couple of years here or somewhere else? Or where do you want to go? Or do you even think about that, day? Because you're stuck so hard and so deep in what you're doing at the minute.
It's a difficult one because, look, and definitely not in life and motorbike racing, you can't pick your opportunities. You know, you kind of take what's given and you do the best you can with it. I'm very fortunate. Look, I've had some great opportunities. I've rode some great teams, great bikes. And look, I don't know what the future holds. I know it's hard to know. Look, I know what I want to do. And I know what, you know, there's a few things kicking around already, even after a good start of the year, which is a nice position to be in. But look, I'll just keep the head down, keep getting results, and let all the afterbike stuff worry about itself.
Yeah, okay. You block out that noise, do you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Look, in motorbike racing, I need to be so careful because, I've turned down superbike rides and stuff in the past that I felt wouldn't be competitive, maybe wouldn't put me in the position to maybe get to where I want to in the end, because it's so hard. You always want to make the right decision, and I've got some good people around me. I have great people that help me on and off the bike. I have good people looking after me. So whatever opportunities arise, I'm sure I'll do the best that ever I get.
I'll tell you what, young man, you just keep winning and keep getting those points, and those opportunities will come. There's no doubt about it. Many thanks for coming on racing. Well done. And many congratulations on your success to date. And we wish you all the best and hope for more.
Thank you very much. Hopefully I'll be back in soon with more good news.